Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The President promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, welcome aboard. It's Baldwin McCullough. It's live. It's Saturday night, and we're so thankful to be with you coast to coast. Great radio stations, great television outlets across the country. The Biz TV network carrying us in great cities like Los Angeles and New York. If you're thumbing through the over-the-air channels, you'll find us on one of your digital channels there, and we're grateful for those audiences. And in another, 40 cities across the country, Dallas, Houston, just a ton of places. We're so honored to be part of that lineup. And then great radio stations like our flagship right here in New York City, AM 970 The Answer, who just saw a nice little performance in the ratings this last book from our listeners and people that were saying, hey, we're digging the stuff. You know, there's this tendency in media right now to want to all of a sudden start talking about fluffy stuff. And I don't know why exactly they're doing that, because have you noticed that we're in some pretty intense times? Did you see the decorations they put up for the White House last night? Nick, if you got that picture, put it on the screen. It was like Christmas in June in Washington, D.C. It was like Christmas lights all around the White House. There were red ones and green ones and, well, I guess that's blue and purple and yellow and orange, too. But anyway, it was very decorative. Very decorative night they had at the White House last night. Did you hear about that? Yeah. Well, we'll get into all of that. Hey, glad you're with us. We've got a lot to get to. It is a pretty big news week. Yeah, on top of the Supreme Court junk that went down, did you realize that there were about, 30 or 40 people that died in terrorist attacks yesterday, too? Now, I see that was completely glossed over most of the news. But in France, in Tunisia, and Kuwait, you had ISIS and people that are sympathetic to ISIS or fans of ISIS or in cahoots with ISIS taking down people in three different places. The guy in France is kind of a dimwit. This is what we're dealing with now. We used to deal with smart terrorists. Now we're dealing with stupid ones, and the stupid ones are going to get people killed if they're not careful. This one almost. Well, actually, he did behead somebody. Poor delivery guy, like whatever the French version of FedEx is. What is that?
FedEx.
Anyway, he drives the truck up, and he's there in his he's there in that outfit, same color as the White House decoration. Show that White House picture again. See the FedEx uniform. Have you ever noticed this? I'm wondering if there's something that they're trying to communicate in the FedEx, because it's purple and blue and orange and yellow and green and red, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway, so he pulls up in his little thing, and all of a sudden someone jumps out from behind the bushes,
Allahu Akbar,
and they just start cutting his head off, and he died. That poor schmo, he's no longer. And they took his head and they stuck it up on the gate in the front of the thing, and then they drove it. They said, I'm telling you, these are geniuses we're working with now. They said, we're going to blow up the whole city. Now, there were two tanks. This factory that they attacked, they produced highly concentrated gases. So it's possible that if they got the right tanks blown up, they could have created a crater about the size of Seattle in the town where this was. The problem is these nimwits are so, they're literally dumb as dirt. They drive their car into the wrong tank. So it basically kills them and blows up their little car. But nobody else got hurt, except for the poor FedEx guy that is no longer. But they specifically did it because I think it was owned by an American. I think the gas company is owned by an American conglomerate, something or other. In Kuwait, you know, Kuwait is an ally of the U.S. Even on the war on terror, they don't want ISIS to be any more powerful than we do, because they know they're just as dead in the water as we are if they put up with it. You know, you let ISIS do what ISIS is going to do, they're gonna kill some of those guys too. So Kuwait's like, no, we're going to be down with America. Well, that was enough, the jihadis said, and that was the one attack that ISIS actually took credit for yesterday. We're going to kill the Kuwaitis. And I forget how many died there. There were a few. And then the most bold and kind of damaging terrorist attack that these Nimrods pulled off yesterday was they went into a resort in Tunisia that was an American resort, and it's a place where a lot of Europeans go. Well, it's not American, but it's a place where a lot of Americans frequent, a lot of Westerners frequent, and they just started gunning people down. So, and this all happened well before the Supreme Court case came down yesterday, and then that was well before the Reverend Pinckney funeral, in which the president got all gospel singer. Did you see that?
Amazing Grace.
He even did like the soul runs. Like the notes in between the actual notes?
Amazing Grace.
And, he got all jiggy with it. The thing was, the first part of the funeral, he thanked the good people of Carolina for coming together. He thanked Governor Nikki Haley. I'm sitting there through that first 10 minutes. I'm thinking, wow. This guy's actually going to be kind of decent. He's going to be nice. He's going to play nicely. Oh, no. About 10, 12 minutes into it, he just started race baiting. You know, and did you notice what he did? He starts with the whole black preacher persona. Now, when he's on like NPR or PBS, he's like, let me be clear. There's a very good chance that my economic policies will work very well. But he gets behind the pulpit in the AME church in Charleston, and it's all like, now we know our brothers and our sisters, they are going down to the place. And you're like, can't you just be the same person all the time? Is that too much to ask? And then he pulls out this line. You know, we still live in a time when sometimes employers think about calling back John, but they don't think about calling back Jamal. And at that point, I threw something at the TV in the office and turned it off. I just thought, that's all I needed to hear. Wasn't much left to say after that. All right, so welcome to Saturday Night. I'm Kevin McCullough. Hey, look right there. And this is like a record, because it's for 2015. It is, I think it is a record. 3 weeks in a row. Big Mr. Stevie B in his spot in studio.
Hey.
Laughing like Huckleberry Hound over there.
Yeah, can I ask for a favor?
Sure.
Can I just kick back and listen for the next 2 hours? Because you're doing great.
You were cracking up at my assertions about the funeral service yesterday.
First of all, you can't say about this president.
Getting jiggy with it?
He can't say that.
Why?
Because you're a racist.
No, he's Will Smith.
Is he?
Well, he sings like Will Smith, maybe. I
think at this point, Will Smith would not even want to be compared to this president.
I don't know. I think Will and Jada are still really down with him.
You think? They're getting jiggy with him?
And, well, I don't know. They are Scientologists.
Yeah, it certainly seems a great word in the movie I did with Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Where I had that
I'm in love
scene.
With a church girl.
Yeah, I had that scene in the car, and the one cop says to me, oh, you're not going to go get all religified on me now.
Religified. That's some good writing there.
So I think the president got religified.
He did. Did you see the service?
I couldn't watch it.
The first 10 minutes.
I can't watch any of this.
He was being very good. He was, in fact, he started so well. I got a note from Phil Boyce, who's like the godfather of talk radio, and he goes, the president's actually really on his best behavior.
Dun, 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 dun.
Like, no way. So I turned it on. I'm
and
like,
then
gotta
the
be,
boogeyman appeared.
You've got to be kidding me. He thanked Nikki Haley for showing great leadership. He was talking about the amazing response of the people of Charleston, which, yeah. by the way, I agreed with him. I thought Charleston Amen. Handled this great. Why'd they even need him to come? It's not like, you know, there was any riots or anything that took place there.
But there's so much I can't
but
say.
But John and Jamal, when he starts invoking, like, the Muslim black kids' names to say that they don't get called back for their job applications because they're named that, was at the guy's funeral, I was like, oh, okay, well, we see what this is. This is a big, big, big beta race bait. Anyway, hey, we got
religified.
Religified. Getting jiggy.
Obama got religified.
By the way, show them that that White House from last night one more time if you're watching on the TV. Because
I'm not looking.
No, you have to.
I'm not looking.
But all the nations.
I'm not looking.
That's our house.
I refuse
to look.
We
pay for that.
I'm not looking.
You and I pay for that. Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday. It's live. It's AM 970. And the...
All loans subject to one Dex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply. Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night, the greatest radio program in all of the intergalactic galaxy.
Yeah.
What's our website?
BaldwinMcCullough.com.
Is it? Okay. And you can see all of what that is.
That's that hard to remember.
We have a podcast, right?
Yeah, we do.
Right.
Yeah.
So go to Baldwin McCullough.
Subscribe to us on SoundCloud or iTunes. Get them free every week.
When you start saying SoundCloud, you lose me.
It's a social media podcast.
Yeah, but that's not, people don't know how to do that.
No, you don't know how to do that. People know how to do it.
No.
Yeah.
So our number is 888-340-3373.
How did we have a few hundred people listen to the podcast if they didn't know this?
888-340-3373.
Hey, guess what Nick found during the break? Take a look at this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what's this? This right here. Is this what
Religify!
He found it during the break. Any minute now, he's going to throw it right at us.
Religify!
Yeah? No? It says clip's ready. Maybe the clip wasn't ready.
I think his caps lock's jammed again. Nicky!
Yeah.
Nicky caps lock.
Oh, here you go.
Sing great.
Yeah, now. Come on.
How sweet.
Listen to this run here. Oh, he had all four notes. Oh, that was a rough, that was a sour one. That would have knocked him off. And then the band finds the song in the wrong key. That's fun. They tune up. Not bad for a guy named Hussein.
All right.
Christian him.
Take it easy.
I'm just saying. Take it easy. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. Thank you for...
Well, what's fascinating to me about that is...
I'm calling you Jamal.
Here's a guy...
By the way.
Here's a guy who... I try to, have conversations with you on this program now, regardless of the fact that America's going to hell. That's what, just aside from that,
yeah.
It's going to hell
yeah.
quickly.
And we confirmed that yesterday.
And I just had a guy, I was talking to a guy driving in today who's like, oh, well, we'll adjust. I don't think we're going to adjust, buddy. I don't think we're going to adjust. But anyway... This is a president who has, for all intents and purposes, prior to this performance, has done everything to avoid his faith of Christianity.
That is an interesting observation.
And for this occasion, breaks into song
Amazing
and gets
grace.
All Christian and preaches the gospel.
Well, wasn't he just not that long ago at the prayer breakfast chastising the Christians that were gathered there, which was like 99% of the people,
wasn't he
for
at a Christian college and had the crosses taken down and covered up and things?
About that. Yeah.
So I'm just curious. So I don't even know what our topic is, but I just want to say I want to hear from people about that. Why would President Obama? Yes, it was people shot
was
at
a
church
pastor that died.
Well, I understand
he's doing the eulogy,
but it doesn't matter.
Okay,
he spoke at a Christian college.
Right.
And covered up the Christian symbols.
And he, by the way,
and now he shows up at a Christian church where a horrible thing happened. I understand that. But why the change now into demonstrating or emanating his spirit-filled existence?
To help Hillary get elected?
No, you joke around with stuff like that. I'm curious.
I'm asking.
Is it that?
I don't know.
Is it that?
That's a tough question.
The Holy Spirit welled up inside of him in this moment?
I have a hard enough time understanding what he says he's doing when he says he's doing it.
Or is it just that we may have seen demonstrated in the past that he happens to be in a certain place and time and moment where he's going to take advantage of expressing himself in a certain
of
way?
Of the verve. He's grooving in the verve.
He got religified.
He got religified jiggy with it. Verving on the groove.
No, I want to be clear.
Or grooving on the
groove. I want to be clear.
Is it verve or groove?
Let me be clear. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin have been praying for these folks.
Oh, nobody cares about that.
No, they do.
Okay. Yeah, we prayed for them. We did, seriously. Honestly.
I did.
I do. Daily.
It's a horrible thing. It's awful. It's disgusting. What has
you know? It's ironic though, and you make me think about this now. See, I was actually being sarcastic and trying to get people to laugh, and now you bummed me out. You brought me all the way down to
good.
He sings "Amazing Grace," and how many times did he think in the last 24 hours about the kids that got their heads chopped off in Iraq and Syria within the last 24 hours because they clung to that amazing grace in a way that he'll never have to be under, you know, the circumvention to do. Like, it's just odd because it's like Christians are not even on his radar screen. And then when the moment strikes,
when the cameras are rolling,
when it's not PBS where he can be nerdy white
did
guy.
Did he have those things that he reads?
I think he did, because I'm not sure that a guy named Hussein knows the words to Amazing Grace.
Stop. Stop.
What?
No, just stop.
What?
Because that's just boring.
What?
That's boring. What I want to know is,
now, 888-340-3372. I bet we had him dead in the water then.
888-340-3372.
Teleprompter helped him in the song. That's
I want to know, is it anybody's opinion that the president... In the moment yesterday...
The bouncing ball. Remember the dot when you were a kid, the sing-along songs
can
on
I
Sesame
finish?
Street?
I'm actually trying to be like you right now and steer the program.
Make your point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm curious. Is anybody that is seeing us, hearing us, et cetera, is anybody of the opinion that if you look at what this president has done in relation to... A, not really talking about his own faith, which he claims to be a Christian. B, in certain Christian dynamics in the past, appearances, speeches, events, etc., he has covered up anything
Christian symbols
that represented Christianity.
And chastised Christianity.
Or am I just wrong, and shame on Stephen Baldwin, because he was at this place, this church in Charlotte, in a church after this terrible tragedy. Da-da-da. Am I just missing the whole thing? And I really want to hear from an Obama supporter. I really want to hear from a Christian Obama supporter. Call me up right now, 888-340-3373, and just make me see the light. Religify me.
Get jiggy with Stephen's religifying.
Yeah, I can't understand it.
That's the way I would
do it. Is it he sings Amazing Grace... When in the past he has done everything to hide and shun his Christian faith, other than say, I'm a Christian.
You know what else he said? He said this just a few days in office when he went to Cairo. He said the future does not belong to the people who shamed the Prophet Muhammad. Is Muhammad a prophet to people that are in Christianity? But he knew all the words to Amazing Grace, and his name's Hussein. Coming right back, it's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's kind of a wet, sloggy, sloppy, sloggy slosh in New York tonight. Thank you for being with us. If you're watching on Biz Television, you just saw Times Square. It's all a mess. Just an absolute mess. But we're here. We, being Stephen Baldwin, that guy, and yours truly, Kevin McCullough, we're having a good time. Yesterday, the president, after starting his speech at the Clementa Pinckney funeral service very, very well, he started his speech off very well. He complimented the good people of Charleston, South Carolina, for coming together racially after the horrific slayings that took place there. He thanked the governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley. He talked about the unity that the people of Charleston expressed, and then he just went off the rails. And when he got back on, he started singing. No, I mean it. He started singing. Watch.
May the grace.
Not bad for a smoker.
How sweet.
Isn't that little rasp, you know?
That,
who's that? The Bonnie Hunt? No, no, not Hunt. Bonnie Raitt. He's got that Bonnie Raitt thing to his voice.
Amen.
told everybody to stand all of a sudden? Whoa, he got all excited there. Okay, that's enough. Thanks. So you asked what question? Oh, why did all of a sudden he just pull the Christian card out? After, like, hiding it for 7 years.
I'm not going to be like you.
What?
Because I'm going to qualify this once again.
Okay.
Not to take away from the importance of the event.
It's hugely important.
Not to, not to do anything, not to respect what has happened there.
No.
I'm stupefied about how religified President Obama got.
Was getting jiggy with it.
I'm sitting there going, normally he would show up to something like this, and maybe he would reference a scripture. Maybe that would be as far as he might go, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
If you look at what he has done relevant to his faith, his Christianity, he has pushed it down, shoved it, stuffed it, stomped on it, kept it down.
Yeah.
He has appeared in many other Christian environments and covered up Christian symbols.
Significant ones, like the cross.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, he breaks into Amazing Grace. And I want to know from anyone and everyone, am I crazy or is this authentic? Is this something that President Obama, maybe the Holy Spirit welled up inside of him supernaturally? It's possible.
You don't think he planned it? You don't think it said on the teleprompter, start singing Amazing Grace? I was nodding his head.
No,
vociferously.
The number's 888-340-3373.
Yeah. Well, some people.
888-340-3373. I need to know, was this authentic, or was just President Obama taking advantage of an opportunity to look good?
Well, as they say in football, Stevie B, this is why we play the games.
Well, there you go.
Line two, Frank in Des Moines, Iowa. Welcome to Saturday Night with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Well, I'm in total agreement with Stephen tonight. I think Kevin's trying to laugh to keep from crying. Do you guys remember Paul Wellstone?
Hey, stop telling my secrets, Frank.
I can tell, buddy. You are about as sad as I am, but you're trying to keep your chin up.
Well, they say about comedy and comedians, right? They're the saddest people on the planet,
obviously,
because that's where comedy comes from.
You guys both remember the Paul Wellstone fundraiser pep rally?
That was
clearly
the funeral service.
Using the Rahm Emanuel, no disaster goes to waste.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, guys, I mean, the history books, the Bible is a history book full of great nations falling into apostasy, and we're literally watching the U.S. fall into the ranks of those great nations this week.
Frank, I think we took a headlong dive into the deepest part of the ocean.
A swan dive.
Like, yeah,
with the Supreme Court decisions, the absolute ignoring of ISIS, the race baiting that was going on yesterday, forcing Americans to buy insurance, something they don't want, and the gay marriage decision. I mean, basically, there was two institutions that come out of the Garden of Eden, the Sabbath and marriage. And the Sabbath has been long since forgotten and ridiculed, and now marriage is getting equal treatment.
Yeah, we've defiled everything.
So you just are absolutely watching the absolute defilement of God's word in this nation when you turn your back on his two great institutions that he created himself in the Garden of Eden for the enjoyment of mankind. And Obama, as Stephen Baldwin said, I'm not going to look at that decorated White House. I haven't listened to what that man has said or done for 6 years.
Frank, I've got you, but we're out of time. That's it for the segment. Good call. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
YouBelieve.com.
All right, if you're watching on Biz Television, that's a live shot of Fifth Avenue. See how rainy and murky it is tonight?
Yeah.
Kind of like the whole nation.
Whoa.
But
not the White House.
Hey, here's another sample
of
the preacher-in-chief yesterday. Take a listen to this here.
Clementa Pinckney found that grace. Cynthia Hurd found that grace.
See, I'm okay with it. This is the victim.
Found that grace.
Ethel
Lance found that grace.
Yeah.
The Payne Middleton doctor found that grace. Tywanza Sanders found that grace. Daniel L. Simmons Sr. found that grace. Sharonda Coleman Singleton found that grace. Myra Thompson found that grace. Through the example of their lives, they've now passed it on to us. May we find ourselves worthy of that precious and extraordinary gift. As long as our lives endure, may grace now lead them home. May God continue to shed His grace on the United States of America.
And as soon as he turned around and told everybody that He just seen to it that gay marriage became the law of the land. Because you know, most of the clergy on that stage don't agree with what that Supreme Court did yesterday. Anyway, very interesting stuff. Let's go back to the phones because Claudia wants to talk to Stevie B. Hey, Claudia, welcome. Calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Glad you're with us.
Yes, yes, yes. When you get me all upset, it's Saturday night.
Yeah, well, it's fun to get people upset.
What is he talking about? Obama's getting religious? He knows Amazing Grace as a black man. He knows that song. Mm. He's not trying to change up all of a sudden.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's not. That's part of his legacy. You don't get it.
Part of his Christian legacy.
Everybody acts like they've got all this religiousness in them, and he knows Amazing Grace. The whole...
Right, but
sermon
but
was
the,
about
but
Amazing
the,
Grace and how these people were at church praying, and all of a sudden he can't sing Amazing Grace? Because
I didn't say he couldn't sing it. I just found it interesting.
It's like he pulled it out of some kind of hat. He had that in him.
So then if he would
sing... He doesn't have to pull that out of a hat.
So then if he would sing Amazing Grace in that instance, why would he cover the cross of Jesus Christ when he went to speak at a Christian college? Why would he do that?
It's between black and white. Black people do what they do. He's not going to go to a black church and not sing Amazing Grace. That's part of the black legacy.
Wait a second, Claudia. Hold on a second. Are you saying he's just ethnically, as a black person, a Christian, that he's not really a Christian? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's really a Christian, but that's the black side is the black church.
So if a black man, just so I just want to understand, I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. So he goes to a Christian college and has the crosses covered up. That's what black men normally do when they speak at a Christian college?
I don't know what he did with the Christian college. I'm just saying this was a crime against black people in a black church. A white man right. went in, sat through the whole Bible thing.
Yep. We talked
this
about it last week.
This is a whole other level.
Yeah. But here's the thing, and
a whole
I really...
another level of...
Claudia, weren't you impressed with how Charleston handled it, though? I mean, weren't you impressed with how the community
so
came together?
I'm so happy they handled it, and no one started...
there weren't
violence.
Any riots. Yeah, exactly. I don't even know why the president had to
perfect.
Go.
That was perfect. So, and his ending was Amazing Grace, no one's acting crazy. We can be civilized. All races can be civilized. Just like the whole gay marriage thing. Civilization. Everybody's equal. You know, everybody wants to say, hey, I need the American dream too. Why do you have to say my kids are not perfect because they're not a male and female? It's just like ridiculous. It's like, take a chill pill. This is 2015. No one needs to be going into a church and shooting people after they sit through an hour of Bible study. It's like it's ridiculous.
No, well, we're all in agreement on that, Claudia.
Oh, okay. Well, then and don't you know crack on the president because he wants to sing Amazing Grace.
I'll crack on him if I want to. It's talk radio. We're supposed to be entertaining. Come on, it's a joke.
Well, we're not trying to joke. This is serious. This is 2015. We don't need to joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
Claudia,
fine. We won't joke anymore. We'll just be done with the joking.
I'm still confused, Claudia. I don't really feel as though you've answered my question. My question was, if, as a Christian, the president in other Christian environments covered up the Christian faith, and in this instance he did not, you're saying it's a black thing.
That's what she said.
I don't know why he did what he did then. I'm just talking about this situation now when you're saying why is he singing Amazing Grace.
She's just saying it's because of the current circumstance. Like when he was very hostile to gay marriage 3 years ago and all of a sudden now he thinks it's the same thing as the civil rights movement.
Here we go.
Well, he was opposed to gay marriage 3 years ago.
He was, but now he realizes that, you know what? Everybody needs to be happy, whether you're gay, straight,
right.
black, white,
Claudia's,
equal insurance.
Claudia's demonstrating now what is the current trend, which is he just changed his mind, and that's okay.
People can change their mind.
You're right, Claudia. You're absolutely right.
I changed my mind. I think for the rest of the night, I'm going to be named Jamal.
And I can tell you right now, Claudia, when this president took the oath of office and he promised that a change was coming, Boy, oh boy. But you,
everything
Claudia?
Happened. Change it, has happened.
That's right.
Like it or not.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what, Claudia? Everybody who accepts that change and these changes that this president is making happen in this country, let me tell you something. When all of that change comes, Claudia, you're going to regret it. You will mark my words on this day. On this day, remember this conversation, Claudia. Remember this conversation.
The economy is improving.
Remember
everybody's complaining.
Remember this conversation, Claudia. Because your children's children will point to you. They'll point to you, Claudia.
They're not going to point to me. It's like, you got to figure it out. He's only got like a year to go. And after that, you figure out that the stuff has hit the fan, and now what? Who are you going to blame now? The president? No. You blame the new person.
All right. Well, Claudia, we appreciate you calling. Whether we agreed or disagreed, it was nice to have you with us. Thank you for being here. We're up against another break, but we've got a bunch of people that want to weigh in, so... George in Long Island, hold on. Ralph in New Jersey, hold on. We got a phone line open. 888-340-3333. Yeah, it's officially Jamal's Rainbow White House night tonight here on Baldwin McCullough Live. I just figured we'd just dedicate tonight to Jamal's Rainbow's White House. Coming right back.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
What happened?
We're just having a goofy old time. We were going to talk.
I'm not having a goofy old time.
Yes, you are.
I need help.
Okay. How long have we been together now? 7 years?
I need
next month?
Help me.
Is it 7 years, Ivan?
Help me.
This July, yeah, okay. Seven
help
years
me.
We will have been on the air with this show.
Help
and
me.
We are still learning things about each other. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough, the talk show guy. And I think we learned this week that we mourn differently. Hmm. I think you're grieving. I think Stevie B's grieving. I think he's sad. I think he feels like the loss of his nation is. I feel the same exact way, but I get real smart alecky when I grieve. I'm a stitch at party.
Smart alecky.
Yeah.
You get smart
alecky.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that Mr. Zander would love that. Anyway, 888-340-3373. So I'm cracking jokes. Steven's all serious and intense. It's kind of like the reverse.
Well, America,
it's kind of like,
America's going to hell.
It's kind of like this. Like, now that I lost my 28 pounds, I'm the one eating, like, healthy stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Look who walks into he walks in with a Frosty from Wendy's.
Yeah.
After lecturing me for 7 years about how I need to eat healthy and all the rest of that business.
Well, now you're good. Yeah. You're on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Let's talk with George on Long Island. George, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Good evening, gentlemen. If I have 90 seconds, I'd like to help Stephen out a bit.
Please.
Starting out with, we are dealing with a unique ideological hybrid, one of a kind, never before in recorded history.
Hmm.
Obama is a hybrid of Islam, Marxism, and black liberation theology.
Yep.
American people don't know how to deal with that. That's number one.
Hmm.
Number two. As far as the premise of, you know, tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth.
Mm.
The ignorance that's out there, and my example is as follows. If I'm born in Africa and I migrate to the United States and become a citizen, then I am truly an African-American. If I'm born in this country, I am a black person of African descent.
George, you
and as far as hope and change goes,
yeah.
We just hope we didn't notice the change until it was too late.
I just hope I can get some of the change back in my pocket at some point. That's all I'm hoping for.
Well, the only way that's going to happen is if you get religified.
Getting jiggy on the religified tonight.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you, George. Let's real quickly go to Roland, who's calling from Lemoore, California, watching us on Biz TV. Roland, thank you for being here. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your thought?
I'm actually trying to comment something on Claudia just called. With
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stephen.
We're short on time, so
let's save him for after.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Hold on.
No, hold on 1 second.
Roland, hold on.
We're going to go into a break because
we're going to let you come back and make your point.
Yeah, then you'll have all the time you need.
All right.
Hang on, Roland.
You okay? I don't want to say okay. So anyway, so to fill that time, we'll go out with a little of Obama tones. Here we go.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.